What's going on, good people? It's your boy Tyson, and I'm back again. You already know what it is. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. So let's get into it. You know what I find funny? And you can say what you want about me. You can say whatever you want. Just say it to my face. I think it's funny that we want the police to stop killing black people with the Black Lives Matter movement, which makes absolute perfect sense. But us as black people are not doing anything to stop black people from committing crimes and getting themselves in trouble. I think it's funny how the Black Lives Matter movement was only brought into fruition because the police were killing us. Now, I am not against it. I don't think it was a bad idea. I think it was a great idea. The bad idea about it is how we simplify it to make it specifically for police. When I hear the words Black Lives Matter, I don't think just police. I think about everything. Black on black crime, police on black crime, everything. Us killing each other. It's one thing to defund the police and tell you and say that, you know, we need to stop them from killing us. It's another thing when you look the other way when you see one black man and another black man getting into a situation. Or a black man robbing us and stealing and killing. You know where it starts, where it needs to start? It needs to start with these kids nowadays. It needs to start with our children. We need to be better parents. We need to be better role models. I live in a community where there's nothing but drama. We try to raise our children, but there's nothing but drama. There's nothing. We don't have anything to do. And we need to get up and start being more active mentally and physically. Bettering our community. You can say what you want about me. Again, all I'm saying is it needs to make sense. Make it make sense. You can't point your finger and tell somebody to stop doing something and not do it yourself. You can't. We need to practice what we preach, not just to the police, but to ourselves. Every other day, something on the news. News 12 is reporting something about a black man this or a black man that. Of course, they're not going to say it directly because of the race issue. But I'm talking specifically to my black people. Whomever else wants to listen, so be it. But we need to put a pin in the issues that we have amongst ourselves. We can't just keep pointing the finger at everybody else and blaming everybody else, knowing that we need to take responsibility for our actions. Black Lives Matter needs to be more universal than just pointed in one direction at the police. It needs to be more universal. It needs to cover a multitude of platforms. We need to open our eyes to reality. We are not innocent as black people, and you know it. If you're listening to it, you know somebody that's always fucking up and doing something stupid. You know it. You know who that person is. You stop that person and you tell that person what you're doing is wrong. There's a difference between black people and niggas. I said this in my last show. There's a difference, and we know the difference. And we know how to fix it. And as long as we sit back and do nothing, we're going to continuously go through the same issue with the police and with ourselves. And the longer it takes for us to figure that out, the longer we're going to keep dying. The longer we're going to keep dying at the police hands, and the longer we're going to keep dying to ourselves. If you can't sit back and face reality, then what's the point? Kill yourself. You don't need to be here. We need to stop what's going on amongst us before it gets out of hand. Well, it's already out of hand. We need to stop, period. I'm not here to waste nobody's time. This is your boy Tyson. This is GDM Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.